Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. We're coming to you live from all over the ether to all over the world. And tonight we have a very special guest, Patricia Altenge. We're going to talk a little bit about what her and Dr. Allen do with dreams. And then we'll take your calls. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you, Kelly? Great. Thank you.
Excellent. Dr. Allen, Patricia Altenge on the line.
I think that's wonderful, and so we will do a little piece of time in which we describe what she does for mankind.
Yes, it is for mankind, and I thank you, Pat, for guiding me to take this path. And in the beginning, 20 or so years ago, I was resistant, but you recognized, and because you said I had a gift and encouraged me to follow this
gift.
Path. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you pushing me to follow this path. And now I can be the one walking with people to help them walk through their dream world and use it for their creativity and for their relationships and their business and their personal growth and transformation, which it has done for me.
The first thing I want to ask you on behalf of people listening is, some people remember their dreams and a lot of people don't. What's the problem?
Well, it's a technique, and it's in the book. I'll tell you about my book, The Dream Class. And in my book, we talk about how to remember your dreams. And you definitely, I will give a takeaway today, which is in that chapter, on how to remember your dreams, because everyone dreams, including our pets. All animals dream, and that's the way our brain refurbishes itself. So that being said, the takeaway is to tell yourself before you go to sleep, I'm going to remember my dream. That's the beginning level. And you keep a pad and pen by your bed or a recording device. And you've already told yourself that you will remember your dream. And upon waking, the trick is to not open your eyes and reflect on what you just, because this is the Lyman state that you talk about quite often in the rest of your work too. And the Lyman state is that segment of time between sleeping and waking and sleeping. So upon waking, before you go to sleep, you can set that Lyman state by saying, I'm going to remember my dreams for starters, or a specific task that you want resolved. Then upon waking, before you open your eyes, you can grasp an image. You can begin to grasp the images, because as the second you open your eyes, we're out of that state and it all disappears as if it's a eraser board just took it all away. So this is a training, like you learn to play the violin or learn yoga or learn to golf or anything you learn. This is a practice. Dream work is a practice.
Okay. And what is a nightmare? Why do we have nightmares?
Well, as you know, Pat, and I've quoted you in my book by saying there are no bad dreams, only sometimes scary images. So
okay, I'm
the images
representing
might
the people that are listening. These are what I get as a therapist in my office.
I know. That's right. So you and I taught the workshops over the years, and we were helping people understand that the nightmares were scary images that were coming through to bring us an important message. And that message might, the image of that message might seem scary at first, but once you decipher it, it starts to reveal something that is change in progress or change needed.
So what if you dream of a man? What are you dreaming of?
When you're dreaming of a male figure, a man or a boy, we are dreaming of our feelings. So it's a paradox.
Why is that?
Because the soul of a man is feminine. So when we're dreaming of a woman or a girl, we're dreaming of our thinking or our doing, our masculine aspects.
So when we dream of men, we're feeling good or we're feeling bad?
No, when we it can be a positive image of a man, but it represents.
That's what I mean. We're either feeling good or we're feeling bad.
Either a scary man or a man that's bringing us a good fortune or something happy, but it's some form of feeling. And when we're dreaming of a woman or a girl,
it's
going to represent what we're doing, our action side of life or our thinking or our ideas. So that's because the soul of a woman is masculine.
What are they called? Pat Allen, want the audience to know.
The anima and the animus. So the animus.
So who has the anima?
The anima has, the man has the anima.
And
which is the feminine soul, and the animus is the woman holds the animus, which is the masculine soul, the energy of the thinking and doing.
I want to interject a little commercial here for my latest book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Men like things. Women like oxygen. They like talking, they like breathing. So that's the book that I wrote. And when you work with people with their dreams, what is it you dig out of them or they tell you that tells you what they're doing?
Well, their dreams are going to be revealing for them, not just to me. I help them uncover the mysteries of their dreams, what their psyche, what their inner voices are trying to come through to tell them, how they're feeling about things that are going on in their life, and how to correlate. I this is what I say, that we really want to correlate what's coming through in the dreams to what's going on in life. And we talk about how we connect the dots from our dream world to our waking life world. And a lot of times we can get to resolve more quickly because our dreams are actually ahead of the game and giving us messages to resolve our issues sooner than we would if we didn't understand our dreams. Isn't that great?
If people read your book, what is it going to help them do? What is your book? It's called The Dream Class.
The Dream Class. What we're teaching, and this is a book that is deep, but still written for the lay audience to be able to grasp these concepts and dig into their own dream world to connect connect their life with their subconscious mind. So my hope is that once you've absorbed these teachings that are presented in the dream class, you will develop a greater mindfulness through using these techniques of capturing your dreams. So by learning to read the symbols and connect to your personal attributes to things that come up in the dreams. And then we can apply these lessons to the unconscious. And this way we can begin to live a more balanced and fulfilled life. And my hope, what I want to do is help people.
What do you want to do?
My goal is to have people be self-empowered. That's why I call it the dream class. So people can ultimately be self-empowered, even start their own dream groups with their friends and families. So I teach this work to other therapists and also lay people.
How can they get a hold? How can they get a hold of you? We're talking about what we're doing, but how do they get a hold of you?
TheDreamClass.com. And
okay.
If they want to call me, my office phone number is 310-454-0684. And what is my greatest happiness? My greatest happiness is to share my knowledge, my gifts, my expertise to help people through their dreams with their personal growth and transformation.
Great.
And super. And thank you, Pat. Thank you for walking with me through the process of making this book come to fruition. It was many years in the making, and I so hope that people will appreciate it.
I hope so too, because you are the most student I've ever had in the dream world.
Thank
really.
You, Pat. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, you truly have been a wonderful mentor.
What?
You've been a wonderful mentor, and I thank you for all your patience and expertise.
On behalf of the people you help, thank you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I just want to say that Patricia's book is beautiful. You can find it on Amazon.com. There may be other outlets that you can find it at, but I was very luckily given a beautiful copy of her book as a Christmas gift, which I really appreciate. And I have been having the most excellent time going through it. I highly recommend that.
Okay.
Good.
I love that. And I'm open for you to call anytime, Kelly, with a dream.
Good. I might be taking you up on that offer. Patricia, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Looking forward to hearing from you again.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Patricia.
Now we'll go to work.
Yeah, Patricia Eltage, thedreamclass.com is where you can find her. She left her number. And again, wonderful book. So we are going to go right to our phones.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, guys.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, I have a question. It's kind of a follow-up question. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and I called in before about my boyfriend in Washington who was making his decisions up. And you said to be passive about him making plans for me and him moving or not moving. So I'm being very passive, and I followed your leadership, and I did everything. And he came to me today, and he said that he's going to go back to Washington for 2 weeks to work because the family business is there, and they're asking him to go back, and there's no work in LA for him. So he's booked a ticket to go back. And I haven't pushed anything about us, about me, about whether I'm going too. I haven't said anything.
Well, he didn't say, I don't hear that he said something rejecting. He said something autonomous and independent
right.
about what he's
right.
doing with his life. And you
right.
respect that, I hope.
I did. Thank God for your teachings. I did. And I
what,
said, well, I'm going to
What did
you.
I teach you? Wait a minute. Let's let uh-huh. the audience gather. What did I teach you about doing what you did?
Okay. Well, instead of freaking out and asking all these questions and being demanding, I kept my mouth shut, which he told me to do, and to make, which helped massively, really helped. So I kept my mouth shut. Even when I didn't want to, I did. And then I made an appointment. I made appointments to ask him about his plans and what he wanted.
You respected him?
Yes, I respected him. And this information that he gave me today wasn't about, I didn't even make an appointment. He came to me with it, which was quite nice. So you taught me, to keep my mouth shut and basically let him tell me what he needed. And if I was going crazy and I wanted to know sooner, you told me to make an appointment with him. You gave me tools to make that appointment with him.
Okay. Good. Have you read any of my books?
Yes, I have.
Name them so that people know how you learned these.
Okay, Getting to I Do. I read.
Getting to I Do, I wrote in 1994, and it's still in the stores.
Yes, it is. It's all over. I got a copy of that hard copy and the digital version. But through the private appointment as well, I found that really helpful that I had with you.
Right.
So I had a little bit more time. Yeah, a lot more time to be able to discuss it. So yeah, you gave me some excellent tools that I've been using and operating with. And when he was telling me, and everything you said is really true, everything happened with how he was feeling. So, and then when he was telling me that today, he kind of started crying and said that he doesn't want to go.
Do you see how sensitive men are?
Yes.
But they can only do that if you respect them.
Oh, so he can only show me how sensitive he is?
That's he felt safe enough to let his feminine.
Right.
Are you in a committed relationship?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Then you know, people talk about soulmates.
Yeah.
The soulmate relationship is his feminine soul, the anima, and your masculine soul, the animus. Carl Jung's wife, Emma, wrote the book Anima Animus. And it's an old, ancient Greek process of how mankind thought about what mankind is. And I'm teaching it to modern day people because they need it. And you used it, and he felt safe enough to cry with you.
Yeah, he did. And that's amazing history there. He did, and he cried, and he said that he didn't want to be going, and but there's no work for him here, and he has the return ticket already booked. He has his return ticket booked to come back in 2 weeks. And I haven't asked him. I want to know. I'd love to know. Hey, what are the plans when you come back? Do we plan to move to Washington together or do we plan to stay here? But I've
do
learned
you understand?
From you that,
you know, I don't want you to quiz him.
Right.
Because that's too much like mother. A man's job is by the time he's 10 to become a man enough to cherish his mother. So, if you don't respect him, he can't cherish you.
Oh boy, that's true. I see it works completely when I respect him and I keep my mouth shut. It's amazing. I get all the love.
Thank you for calling with a success story.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you feel that it's successful. I mean, I feel like it is, but I would like to know. I mean, he hasn't finished anything, and we're still a team, like you said, and he's just going for 2 weeks, but everything's so up in the air. I just don't know. I don't think he even knows.
I understand that, but do you understand that was your mother masculine?
I think so. I think my mom and dad were both kind of masculine. I think she was feminine at one point, but pretty much masculine Yeah.
You see, we are all, men have male bodies, but female souls. Women have female bodies, but male souls. But when a woman is a mother and he's over 10 years old, that's not going to get him to feel respected.
Where are you going? No.
You see?
No.
So I thank you for calling to tell your personal story, because that's how people learn from one another.
Right. So what can I do now, though? I mean, really,
nothing.
I guess being passive is nothing. Okay.
What does Pat Allen say? He's got
passive.
8 weeks to ruminate and miss you and come back to you.
Right, right. Well, he was crying.
Now, you know,
he missed
you already
me and he didn't
want it this time. He's already planning to come back in 2 weeks, but your masculine mama is tempted to mother him into obeying you and respecting you. Well, I've got news for you. You may never see him again.
Right.
What you did was experience what I taught you, and you got the results that I predict.
Yeah. And I feel like he's going to want to come back to a sweet, respectful woman and not a motherly woman. That's going to repel him. So I do feel quite comfortable with that, that I'm being as sweet as I can. And I'm just saying, whatever you want, whatever you think is best. And I let you lead. And he appreciated that.
Unless you can't do it. Remember, women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Right. So, well, I'd really like to know what's going to happen in the next 3 months, but I guess I'm just not going
I've got news for you. You have to live through it. Your instinct will tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Use the tools.
Okay, well, my instincts are off, though, because of all the, because you've told me before that I've been quite paranoid and stuff, so my instincts, sometimes I don't know whether to judge.
No, let's change the word paranoid to masculine.
Okay. Yeah,
when you want, want is a four-letter word like some other nasty words out there, and I want you to understand, sir, that when you're male, you better be working with him in an office. You better be doing business together as a husband and wife. But if you're wanting him to perform for you, I'm afraid you're scaring him away.
Right. Right. So what do? I just say sweet, keep my mouth shut, and just say sweet and let him miss me.
Wait a minute. Unless what he wants, you cannot do. Then you say, I appreciate you have a right to want that from me, but I'm not comfortable enough. And therefore, if it's me or it, I'm willing to leave. You have to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Right. Do you think it's a good time for me to bring that up? I mean, he's leaving the day after tomorrow. Do you think it's a good time to bring that up
now,
while he's away or renegotiate?
Let me find out what your unconscious would say I'm going to say. What am I going to say about bringing up a heavy-duty subject before he goes away for 2 weeks?
Probably not.
Probably not is right.
Yeah.
When
and while
women
he's away?
Drink, what?
Okay. And while he's away? No, same thing.
No, dear. Please, remember, the more you respect him, the more he feels cherished and it spills over on you.
Yes,
okay?
It does. So what
but
do you think when women drink?
I'm not asking you to do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal.
No.
You have the right to say you have a right to do that, want that, but I'm not comfortable with that.
Right. And what were you going to say when women drink? You were just going into that.
When women drink, I'm going to take a drink of water.
Oh, there you go.
When women drink, they knock out their feelings and go up into their head and become mothers, masculine.
Yeah.
men knock out their thinking, women knock out their feelings. So whoever you meet in the bar drinking is not going to be the person you wake up with.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. You get multiple characters.
You see what I mean?
Well, it's been very helpful. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and keep him cherishing me, and I keep respecting him. And even though he seems upset at his own decision, I just keep saying, whatever you think is best, I'm going to follow your lead. Right?
Unless
that's how I feel.
Immoral, unethical, or illegal, and you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
No, it's not. It's not. And I do trust the judge, the choices he makes. I'd rather go wherever on his terms, on his choices than mine.
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Pat. Have a lovely rest of your evening. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Make sure you give us an update.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, he's coming up here to Washington State, huh? That's beautiful up here, but right now it's pretty cold, Dr. Allen.
Ooh, it's nice here.
Yeah, it's cold here, but I'm loving every minute of it. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question?
Yes, a question, and I more so want to share a letter I got from a man after I sent him my hi-bye letter.
Oh, my. What do you want to do first?
Well, let's start with his response to my hi-bye, and then I was hoping you could help me draft an online profile.
Let's hear
statement it. Thing. Okay. So I sent him my hi-bye, and the issue that I was asking him if we could, well, I was really somewhat breaking up with him, but also giving him the opportunity if he wanted to negotiate. I had talked to you about this about a month ago.
Okay.
So I told him I was willing to negotiate a relationship where we would not have intercourse because he's going through his divorce, and I was willing to maybe see other men at the same time.
Okay.
So his response was, I understand what you're saying in your message, and I understand that this is how you feel, and I agree you should stand by how you feel. And I understand that you're uncomfortable with my current situation, meaning that, you know, he hasn't finalized his divorce and you have a right to be. Well, I can comply with certain aspects of this. There's also not much I can do about other aspects except for letting time play out. That's not fair to you, and I understand that as well. I love you, and you are a very good friend to me, but I can't just turn off my feelings for you for the next 4 months. I feel it is best that you be free to find someone who more perfectly matches your desires. I want you to be happy no matter what, and perhaps this will be a quicker path for you without me. I hope it is ultimately the correct path for both of us, because I do feel that we have something special, and the loss of that is painful. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful. What he's saying is we're not compatible right now. And he's telling you what he feels and what he's doing, because he has to be true to himself in order to be available whenever in the future he is available.
Right.
So you are going to act single. I hope you don't have sex with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing
to give him?
Pardon?
Please continue.
Are you willing to give him time to get through his stuck position?
Well, I thought that's what I. Well, I didn't say that in my hi-bye, but then I hinted at it because I mentioned I am willing to negotiate a relationship it just won't be a sexual relationship until his divorce is finalized.
That's totally perfect. Are you willing to live by it without being angry?
I am angry because he's done this before. Where he leaves
people.
And then he comes back. He leaves, comes back, and it's like, okay, you're still not divorced. Why are you coming back? And I take him in because obviously we love each other, but then it's getting old and I kind of want to move on.
Okay, but do you understand? He's not angry with your boundaries, but you're angry with him on his. I'm just talking about anger. He wished you well.
Right, yeah, of course. Of course he's been
amazing.
And
you're angry because...
having a breakup. Mm-hmm.
You did know that it was a risk dating a married man.
Yeah, and maybe that's why I'm angry, because I thought he would actually... get his divorce, but then it seems I don't know why he just doesn't do it. Anyway, that's not
He doesn't do it because men are not built to be monogamous. There's something about his wife. Does he have kids?
No.
Oh, no.
No kids, and he finally... applied for his divorce I didn't see the paperwork. He told me the last time he came back was like, I'm not taking you back until you actually do this. So he submitted his paperwork. I believe that was in June, July of 2020.
Okay, so he's processing his divorce. Are you ever going to date a married man again?
Oh, my gosh, no. No.
Okay. Then why don't you just process this one? If you meet somebody better than he is, go for it. If you don't, you'll be there when he's done with the divorce.
Right. So it's not just the divorce alone. So from his past marriage, from what he's told me, he also got into a lot of debt, which... I mean, I want somebody I can have a child with who can provide
kid.
And it's just like, okay, you're divorced and you have all this debt. Ugh.
Not have intercourse with a man until you see if he's compatible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In my book, Getting to I Do, chapter 14 talks about cutting a good deal. Time, space, money, and play. Those are the four categories that I teach people when they want to have intercourse, they want to get engaged, or they want to get married, to negotiate boundaries.
Right. So we had that discussion about, you know, time, money, sex, and play, And again, this was in July 2020, and the agreement was that he would start making progress on paying off his debt. But then he wasn't really doing anything.
Remember what I say, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. Would you please not have intercourse with the man until you respect his ability to make commitments and keep them?
Yes, I will do that.
Good. Then I think you are going to explore your life and hopefully date other people. Maybe find someone who is much more committable. Do you see?
Right.
Starting with single.
Yes.
You know
single
what I mean?
And divorced. I think this time I'll ask
and
for the
done.
Divorce
there
paperwork.
You go. I think
like,
you've done a good job. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The way you respected him by leaving him, even though you're angry, created in him an appreciation of you taking care of yourself.
Right. Yeah.
So I want you to take care of yourself before you entertain your men with sex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to date three men?
Right, that's the plan. I'm going to duty date the three men. So I was hoping you could help me draft a better online profile, or at least tell me what I should put in it.
Do you want to get laid or paid in a marriage? Are you picking with your eyes or your ears?
I'm picking with my ears, although to add to that, I know obviously that's where I want to get married. That's the long-term goal. But right now, for just getting myself back out there, do I need to say that?
If you want to start having sex without commitment, you're going to be in more messes.
No. That's not what I want. I just want to date men the three times.
You want to just duty date.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that's loyalty to him, which is okay if that's what you want. I was
hoping it's more loyalty to myself. Well, I just feel like I need time to get over this because it's been 2 years and I'm just like, okay, I need time. But I also want to date because I don't want to get rusty.
Okay. So are you willing to not have intercourse? You can give them a hand job. Let them go down on you.
Oh, yeah.
You can do a lot of affectionate things. But no intercourse because that's bonding.
Right. Yeah. I know that part. No intercourse.
Okay.
Sure.
So please get out there and entertain yourself in a very virtuous way so that you don't end up bonded to an incompatible person.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So very quickly, what should I put on my profile? It's just been a while.
I want you to tell me if you want to write a profile that says that you're a woman with a job or a career on the side, or you're a career woman? Which are you?
I'm the woman with a career on the side.
Then you'll describe your sensuous sexual fun that you know you like, and you also earn a living somewhat. If you're a career woman, you write down what a great financial partner you'd be, you know, for somebody that wants a woman who's a career woman. Are you a career woman or a woman with a career or job?
I'm a woman with a career.
Okay. Then make sure that you bring sensual and sexual items that you enjoy, because the man you're with, in this case, will be a man, will be a career man.
Right. So how can I, yeah, right. So what would be like good wording to use?
No. You write it. Yeah, you write it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. I can do that. I can call in a week.
Good.
Go through it.
Okay.
All right. Sounds
excellent.
Good. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. And if you'd like to book an appointment with Dr. Allen to go over a high buy letter, have dream work done, to have your script read, then you can go and reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. That's the best way to book an appointment and be able to talk to Dr. Allen privately on the phone. So Also, too, remember, sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com, and you'll get an email from us. Make sure you click it and answer it. It's just going to say you definitely opted in.
770.
That way we can send you our email newsletter. It has all kinds of information about what's going on in the Dr. Pat Allen team, what we're doing, some Zoom groups we're doing, and what upcoming dates we have. Always remember, you can listen to our show at latalkradio.com, archived all the way back to the beginning. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Hello, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi, what's your question?
Well, first, I wanted to say that I am really excited about the Dream Book. I just ordered it.
Oh, and, great. I'm telling you, it is so elegant and beautiful. It is classified, for me anyway, as a coffee table, you know, something that you want people to look at.
Yes. Well, I was, when you were still doing courses, I really wanted to come to your dream course because you had it as a part of your course.
I fully understand that. Patricia Eltage, in the 20 years that she's been studying with me, has become, it's amazing that when she runs dreams past me, is that she and I will almost say the same sentence with statement.
Oh, that's amazing.
She is the closest duplicator of my way of doing things. And my way is different. I like creative things. And it shows up in my work.
Mm-hmm.
And dreams is one of my big areas. But I want other students to have the skills, but Patricia is pretty much top drawer for dreams.
I'm very excited. I have the Deborah Tennant's book that you recommend. So I've sometimes used that one. But
my book, I love my books. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not just
I have
my
a question.
Books, other books. What is it?
Well, having said about the dream book, can I ask a quick dream question or is that too long?
I don't do dreams on the radio because they take time and they're in other words, that's what the dream book is about.
Okay.
But what do you want to ask me?
Well, there is, I even recorded that dream on the phone and it happened after one of your in-person weekend courses, Saturday courses, it was exactly a 2-year anniversary since the first time I called the radio and I started to work with you. And then it was a 2-year anniversary and I was there in California for a course and I had a massive breakthrough. And then in my dream, which is pretty, it's pretty long, but one of the main things there was, first, it was a very, very sexual dream. And I saw a picture in the dream. I'm looking at a photo, and in that photo, I'm sitting in a huge jacuzzi with very just obscene amounts of men, naked. Their penises.
Feelings, sexual.
Yeah, that's amazing, right? I mean, the whole dream, and you know what my breakthrough was during your course?
What was your breakthrough?
I thought that I was doing so well because I'm a recovering male, and I thought, oh no, I'm already.
I love that phrase.
Yeah, recovering male, yeah. And I thought, no, because we were doing the, the class where you have the 3-year goals, that one. What was it called? I forgot. Anyway, so I was
You were writing up your plan for your life.
Yeah, right. And the plan for my love life, I wrote it as a male and I started to read it and you said, stop. What are you doing? I'm like, no, but it's so female. And then you corrected it. And then I literally got sweaty on the chair. Like I felt like something happened in my body.
Right. We touched the wound.
Yeah, and I realized, I'm like, oh my goodness, I am still male. This is not good. And since then, things really started to shift. So that was the dream that I saw right after that course.
That's beautiful. You got a message from that experience. Good. Excellent.
Yes.
What can I do for you today?
So many questions. So, the question that I had, last year, I know was difficult for everyone. Besides the COVID and financial stress, and I had to sue someone for work, and I live in Seattle. The craziness that happened here was insane, and I think it triggered a PTSD that I think I have from childhood, because I was a wild, you know, the madness, people looting and breaking things, and I lived at the time downtown. I mean, just a few streets away
it
from where cars were getting
it
burned.
It triggered you.
Yes. Because I grew up in a very unsafe place. It was Russia
right.
in the 90s.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Got it.
Yes. And I made an appointment, and I'm going next week to a local specialist that deals with that. But I've also gained obscene amounts of weight. I realized it was after that as well. Do you
Good.
Think that's related?
The what?
The weight. Do you think the weight gain can be related to the trigger and everything? Because I wasn't eating more, I don't think.
You'll know that when it comes upon you. Right now, you're gathering evidence against and for
mm-hmm.
the process. You've just been triggered into an emotional state, and you will dream. Are you capturing your dreams?
Capturing dreams? I haven't been dreaming very much lately, actually. I just know that I have a lot of flashbacks.
Capturing dreams is the problem. Do you keep your eyes closed until you can see and feel the dream scheme that's in front of you, and then write it down or record it on your cell phone and then deal with it?
I record it on my cell phone sometimes, yes. Sometimes I can...
Very good.
I can know that I'm dreaming when I'm dreaming. Sometimes I have those.
That's lucid.
Lucid, yeah, lucid dreaming.
Right. So what
do I do
for you?
I think that was my strange question. I have another one where I said I've been, I've been using your tools and everything for a long time, and I think I'm really
yes.
making a switch. And I'm kind of nervous because as of probably about a year and a half ago, I've just, in my personal and social life, I stopped doing everything that's uncomfortable, and I don't hang out with people that are uncomfortable for me anymore. And I just
what
want to
I
make
hear
sure.
You did is that you cleaned up your life.
Yes, yes.
Remember, you found out what you no longer wanted in your life.
Yeah.
Don't forget, women know what they don't want. When women are invested in wanting their men, and that is almost a guarantee for a mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't there for me.
Pay attention to what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got
I'm
rid of people you no longer wanted.
Correct. Yes. I'm just nervous because I've been accused of being selfish a few times. And where is that fine line?
The fine line is in your subconscious and conscious mind. And it comes to forward because you will feel not okay when you're doing something that you deeply do not want.
Mm-hmm.
You may be doing it because you were taught to do it.
Oh, yes.
You were scripted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that everybody's doing it that way when they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So what I hear is that you came into consciousness of what you didn't want and started cleaning it out of your life. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't, wouldn't doubt that your dream wife said it too.
I have a question, Dr. Allen, and this is Seattle. Hi, Seattle.
Yes, hello.
Dr. Allen, you talk about cortisol, that stress hormone that's related to weight gain. I had a question about that with respect to what Seattle was saying. And also, Seattle, I want to remind you, if you want to do a dream appointment with Dr. Allen, reach out to info@drpatallen.com to book that. She does book those private appointments for dreams.
Oh, yeah. I should. I have so many.
And then also, too, I know that you were a bit of a norepinephrine addict. So is this cleansing, Dr. Allen, her letting go of that norepinephrine addiction?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. She cleaned out her life.
Mm-hmm. I still am. I'm a recovering norepinephrine addict because I still have moments where like something good happens and I all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, this is too good. Something bad is going to happen. It's like I'm Russian. I always joke that if I don't have at least some misery in my life, it doesn't feel real. Because
that's the book, A Taste for Pain by Maria Marcos.
I think I may even have that. Oh, that's for women that are in relationships with abusive men, correct?
That is for women that like painful relationships with whatever. We're talking about pain addiction.
Yeah. Well, I used to have a very painful relationship and it was great for me for a while until it was not. And then I found you and I no longer have that, which is great.
I hear you processing through PTSD. Yeah. I hear you becoming conscious. So keep it up.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I am. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
Have a good rest of the evening.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I always listen to you guys. I don't always call, but I always listen.
We love that.
Awesome.
Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget you can book that private.
Oh, I won't. Yeah, I should. Definitely. It's too interesting.
You bet.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
Good.
Okay, yeah. She has really done some awesome work through with you, and it's been fun because she's been with us on the radio for a couple of years interacting with us, and her progress with your tools has been dazzling. Yeah. And I'm just happy for her. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. We can. Make sure you turn your radio down.
Yes, I did. Thank you. So, Dr. Pat, I called you last week, and you gave me some
tools for men.
I did get the tools for men, and I appreciate that. That's not all I got. You also suggested that I check out seeing if you can connect with people on Zoom as a way to meet people safely with the pandemic going on. So I poked around online and I found a website that essentially does a version of speed dating. And I had done that out here. There's been plenty of events, but this one is an online version. So I got on there and talked to a lot of people. Some of them were not as close as I would have liked, but it connected with a lot of women. I'm not sure if I would consider them career women, more so than women with a career, but definitely some interesting stuff going on. And I connected with another woman who I think was gold digging. So I made that call very quickly, but it definitely upped my options in a very rapid way.
Do you want to give them credit for it? What is it that you did? How did you get them?
How did I make contact with these women?
With the Zoom dating You were extolling their virtue, and I was curious if you wanted to give me or us their name.
Oh, you mean the name of the website?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, so it's called thefun.singles. Thefun.singles. And it's, oh my God, it's a great deal. You pay like a monthly membership, which is, I mean, a membership that can last a couple months, but it only costs $30 to be a member for 4 months. And they have, you know, an event every Friday and Saturday night, and they connect you with people who are closest to you geographically. So I live in Los Angeles, so there are a few people from Los Angeles, but also a couple from Northern California and some from Arizona, which is not terribly far away. So a lot of good options. I would certainly love to talk to more people on that site.
What can we do for you today now that you've done that for us?
Well, I appreciate the idea. I had a bunch of things I wanted to ask you, but the first one, well, hopefully I think of the other one, is outside of going from asking them how they feel, what's another way to help break the pattern that when you are communicating with somebody and they're bringing you more thoughts than feelings to redirect them, besides asking them how they feel? Because I do that and I still get thoughts back in that,
I understand,
in those
that
kind of interactions.
That's the reason that you have to say, you know, I really appreciate your responding to my questions with what you think, but I'm asking you what you feel.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I appreciate, remember, I always stroke. I want everybody to stroke people when they're having gamey transactions. There's only three ways to communicate: intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame, and negotiate with love. What you're saying is you're talking to people that are scripted to speak one way when you've asked them a question for the other way. So it's, you have a right to answer my questions on feelings with your thoughts, but I'm asking you how you feel, and you're telling me what you think.
Mm-hmm. So it's like that.
Do you remember the Broca that I speak of, which is the language area in your left brain?
Uh-huh.
Think of it as a computer that you programmed. But the computer, for many, many people, men speak of feelings, not thinking, and they don't have any money. Women talk about their thinking and they have money, but they don't feel. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Byrne
yes.
wrote a book, Games People Play. Games People Play.
Yes, I listened to one of his books during the pandemic from your recommendation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen to all of them. Because he's my hero, because I'm a transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits, habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every relationship in which love exists, every one of them, and it's gamey. So what I want you to understand is people live by their scripts until they deal with people like me who deal with their scripts, or people like you that are using the training in order to help people to break their script. Claude Steiner wrote a great book, Scripts People Live. You're talking to people that are literally trained to speak thoughts instead of feelings, or feelings instead of thoughts. When I teach people, there's a time to speak feelings and there's a time to speak thinking, and here's the way you do it.
That sounds great. So I can be courteously persistent in the way of making sure, you know, you validate them or show that you appreciate them, but also redirect it into finding out what their feelings
and
are.
And don't be surprised if they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the words. But if you don't make them wrong for being scripted, you may make a difference to a human being who's having difficulty speaking, thinking, or feelings, whichever. You see what I mean?
Sure. I know that you brought up earlier the paid and laid thing. Now, I know if you want to get laid, I remember you used to say you had to keep the booty in shape. So if you want to get paid, what was the other side of that?
Don't talk feelings.
So if you want to get paid, you don't talk about feelings.
Here's how a man would talk to here's how a man would speak to a woman who's a career woman. What do you do for a living, dear? I'm the head of whatever, I do that. Do you like it? I like the money I make. You see, it stays in the same room. Fine.
Yeah, that's a lot of how the conversations went that I had over the weekend. You know, they definitely seem career oriented.
That's because they're career women.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a man with a career or a job, or are you a career man? What are you?
I think I am more of a man with a career. I think before the pandemic started, I was more of a career man. I've taken some time off to get restarted, but and I think I've discovered more of myself in that time.
I understand that, and I want you to know I thank you for using me and my work as part of your inner mindfulness. But it took the pandemic to break you down in your career.
And a breakup too. Even though so that was a part two. So I had my steady stuff there, and when those two things changed, and then the world changed, it made me look at things a lot differently. And really, I'm grateful for it. There's been a lot of wonderful possibilities, even in this terrible time.
That is exactly right. And you're speaking about one of the things that goes along with creativity is chaos. I Ching. Do you know what I Ching is?
It's
an ancient form of mindfulness. And did you ever hear me recommend the book, The I Ching, or Book of Changes?
Okay, you're not talking about the Tao Te Ching, are you?
Yes, I am.
I just bought that. I got that book today. I had read it before from the library, and now I've got my copy that I am going to use in the morning before doing my meditation. But I'm still new to it.
Do you understand? We have come together. You are in a state of chaotic change. We all are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But out of creative chaos comes the changes that may make us better or worse.
Well, so
what are you working on? Pardon?
What I'm working on is getting more of a spiritual basis in my life, but also being open to meeting new people in this very different time. I've done some dating during the pandemic. I was seeing somebody at the beginning, but also figuring out what not wanting to do what I did in my last relationship, and realizing that I can have more, and that's what I want.
That's the change you're going through, that you're bringing, and you're meeting people that are stuck in their scripts and not changing, even if the world is changing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could certainly be the case. I don't know as much about these new people. I definitely don't know about my ex, thank goodness, and the ones that I was dating. Some of them were even from the Pat Allen world, and I was disappointed that we didn't get to the three duty dates. But that's okay.
But that's what the change is. So you're already working. Are you using Brian Brown Walker's book, The I Ching, or Book of Changes?
No, I think I got another one, and I was looking through
it. You have a right.
No, I think I got it in the version.
What I'm saying to you is, I hear a man who's working on his mindfulness as to whether he wants to get laid, which is a man with a career on the side, or paid, which is a man who wants to be with a partner that can pay their own bills and maybe even help out you and your bills. Do you see?
I want the first one.
You want to get laid, to get paid.
Let's see. I don't want anybody to, I can see myself being in a convenient relationship where we both pay bills and do chores, but I'm.
I understand that, but they still have to be complementary in their attitude towards life and relationships. That's the point.
Uh-huh.
Two respectables fight a lot. Two cherishables stand around a lot waiting for somebody to do something.
Yeah,
I need a cherishable and a respectable.
Yes, well, I broke up with my ex because there wasn't enough respect, and that's definitely what I want.
Then you know what you're doing. So we've just come around full circle. So the people that answer you in their mail are not what you're wanting now. You're wanting somebody who answers your question, how do you feel about this or that? And if they don't, you say, you have a right not to give me your feelings, but the communication is breaking down.
Yes, that's true. And that's why I miss your in-person stuff, because there were people there that that already knew that, and going out to the world as a whole, you're running into a lot of masculine women, and it sounds like doing what you can to alter their scripts, and it's doable for a good person, but it also seems exhausting. That's why Pat Allen women are certainly attractive.
Very good. Therefore, continue to stay on your program, like the fun.singles, right?
Yes, Yes, that's what it's called. And again, it's you pay $30 and you can go on the site for 4 months. And, you know, they have something every Friday and every Saturday night. And I think it goes for wherever you are in the country. And again, the first time I went, I was impressed with who I met there. There were a lot of, I thought quality
then
women. One last question.
Please continue going there.
I certainly will, and I'm planning to go tomorrow. So I heard you had a women's group. Do you have any other groups going on right now?
I do not. I have 8 women's groups of 5 women each.
Uh-huh.
That is a new endeavor I'm doing. I'm not doing men, but I'm going to hopefully get one of my students to do it.
Mm.
So
I would definitely be interested.
I fully understand that. I continually like to stay on this program. So when I get it up, you'll be there and know it. Okay?
Sounds great, Dr. Pat. Thank you again.
And you can always reach out to info at drpatallen.com if you have any questions, or you never know what could happen. If there's enough interest for men, there might be someone who does a men's group.
Sue might have that
information.
That sounds good. I appreciate your time.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Appreciate the conversation. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
How fun. I love it. Then we have some men calling in to talk with us. It's really great. Let me check out here what's going on with our switchboard. See what we've got shaken. And yeah,
hello.
We don't have currently have any. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello. My goodness, that's 2 men in a row.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I want to know, I have a question. Why do men rape?
Why do men rape?
Yes.
Did you use the word R-A-P-E?
Yes.
Well, they're either disabled men, in other words, they're insane, or they hate women, and that often occurs by being abused by a mother or whatever. Men rape when they're not gentlemen. They're pure animals. Now, why they're animals is either genetically disabled. They're insane, and it's genetic. Or they've been driven mad by their script. Can I give you more or less or what? Are you there?
Yeah. If you have more to say on it, I'm
no.
Listening.
The act of rape is insane. The mind is not functioning as a human being is designed. The right lobe, which is a feeling lobe, and the left lobe in the brain is a thinking and doing lobe, are not working together. Now, why that happens is either mentally disabled. A mentally disabled person can do things that, if they're proven to be not disabled, they go to jail for. But there are men who get away with rape and murder because when they're caught, it is found that they are not functional. They are just animals. Mm. Wow. Do you have a personal question to ask?
Can
Were you,
you
raped
or...
by somebody?
No, no. This I was just curious because it seems to happen a lot in our society. But
yes, dear, it is, and I'll tell you why.
Please.
Because insane people that are genetically or psychologically out of it, you'll find that a rapist very often has been raped. That's what we're doing in our world. We are attempting to become more mindful and human. There's a wonderful book called Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow. And it speaks to the point of you're either a deficient, disabled person or you're an actualizing individual who's mindfully getting in touch with themselves and other people. That's what I do for a living, and this is the show that I have, which hopefully I give references to books and people and therapy and whatever. But it's for the purpose of helping mindful people learn more about being human. And we're going through huge, chaotic, creative times at this time between the economics and between the physical illness that's rampaging through our culture and the world. And God willing, the geniuses that are doing the healing in business or in physical will help us become mindfully more actualized and individuated. Do you have a question?
Can you or... how do you heal from a rape?
Well, now you're bringing up something that is a new trauma treatment, TMS, transcranial manipulative stimulation. It's a descendant of electric shock treatment from way back when. And it's gone past EMDR, which is an intellectual talking form of handling trauma, as well as Marsha Linehan, therapist, and her DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, as well as Pat Allen and her cognitive behavioral therapy. I manipulate the quantum mechanics of words to impact the quantum physics of verbiage, words, talking. But TMS is a brain stimulant treatment program that's been out a few years, and I've worked with people that have gone through it. I am not a dialectical behavioral therapist, but I love knowing about it and referring people. Do you have someone you know and love that is traumatized, sir?
In the past, I knew them, but no longer.
Are they alive or dead?
They're alive.
You're not relating to them anymore?
No, I'm not, you know, we're no longer close or anything.
I see.
Yeah.
What city do you live in?
New York City.
There are TMS. Do you want to study TMS?
Yes.
Okay. Everything I teach is based on science. That's evidence. And I belong to a magazine, which I adore, called Science. Are you able to write down what I'm going to say?
Yes.
It's the oldest magazine, scientific, and it is really for people that want scientific evidence for the thoughts and feelings and actions of human beings as they study becoming human. So, number one, the title of the magazine is Science. The month is August 23rd of 2019, and this is the title for the magazine, Unraveling Suicide. Scientists look for new ways to save lives. Now I'm going to give you the page in the magazine that speaks to this, within the last 10 years, type of therapy, which is more mechanical than communication. Do you understand what I mean?
It's more mechanical than communication.
Yeah, okay. It's scientific. They put a cap on your head and they run electromagnetic energy through your brain. They literally manipulate your broca. Do you know what the broca is?
No.
It's the area of language. It's a small organ in the left hemisphere of your brain, which Dr. Philip Paul Broca in the 1800s in France had a patient that ran a rod through his brain. It didn't kill him, but he couldn't use language. And that technique has come through down to us and is now TMS, transcranial manipulative stimulation. And in this magazine, on page 741, is the description scientifically of this work. In fact, this is the magazine that is most respected scientifically in the area of, for example, Einstein didn't have a lab to develop his technique, EMC², until almost the end of his life, when his brain was not as tight as it used to be, and he couldn't believe that he had created his theory of energy, but it's now scientifically known. So what I'm giving you right now is a state of the art for trauma victims like rapees, not rapists, well, rapists, whatever. Anyway, this magazine speaks to the issue of trauma, which often leads to suicide. And if you want, please read the magazine. And if you want, reach back to that person that was raped and signal them. Usually most every city, like New York, has a TMS center. Los Angeles has one, and I'm sure it's well known now and is insurable. Okay?
Okay.
Is that what you wanted from me?
Yeah, that's a lot of information. Thank you.
That's what I do. I love science and evidence. I'm 86 years old, and I see some words slipping away from my brain. So I've written my books, and I can honestly say my last book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, is a summary of me. Okay?
Okay.
But your question about rapists and people with trauma, I'm sending you to the Science magazine.
Got it.
And, but I'm also telling you it's a form of therapy now.
Just a form, yeah. Because I asked you, can you or how do you heal from that? And that's just...
And this is the latest state-of-the-art for electroshock treatment. What?
Yes, like you said, state-of-the-art way for treatment.
And right. The treatment is done to the brain. It isn't just talk therapy. It's talking, but it's treatment done with electromagnetic energy to the brain. Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. I want to know, like, so I guess that just helps the thoughts on that trauma.
What it does is it etch-a-sketches it off your brain. The people
right.
I've okay. had 3 years after they've had their treatments, and the treatments are, you know, pretty much they do series. The treatment, in my experience as a therapist, is lasting. It isn't just gone, you know, here today and gone tomorrow. It's gone. And the person thinks differently. And it saves lives, because people that are trauma victims very often kill themselves. Okay?
Yes.
And the title of this magazine, this issue, Unraveling Suicide. Okay?
Okay. Do you have time to answer more questions for me?
Well, we've got some other callers waiting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Mm-hmm. You're very
Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Good Bye. Luck, caller.
Thank you.
All right, we've got some more calls coming in. Ronan at our switchboard, who is amazing, is going to get those for us as we are coming up on 5:30. So
Hello.
Here we go. Hi,
Hello.
Caller, you're live with Dr. Alex. Do you have a question?
I do. I need help with a pattern I've noticed. I'm finding out that when I lose respect for a gentleman that I've been dating or seeing or who I'm involved with, that I lose my attraction.
You can't lubricate anymore.
Yeah, I lose my attraction.
Once a woman loses respect, you can't lubricate. And if you can't lubricate, sex is painful, and that's the end of that.
So when they come back, like within that 8 weeks, when things have been still or quiet, and they come back where they left off, and they're still 100% where they were before.
Sometimes they come back 2 years later.
Yeah, that's happened lately too. But I
want you to understand, it just means that they've learned something that allowed them to come back. That doesn't mean you have to take them back. You may have replaced them.
Right. So I'm at zero, and they're at 100%, and everything else about them is worthy, like good for a relationship. But since I lost respect.
If you lose respect for a man, as I said, you can't lubricate. That makes sex painful.
So how would I get the respect back, or how would I feel the respect again?
You would go to a cognitive behavioral therapist as a couple or as a single person to find out why you're narcissistic. If you want perfect people, do you want perfect people?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in love with a man?
Yes.
And when did you fall out of love with him? Oh, by the way, are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I'm changed to a woman with a career.
Oh, you've changed. You were raised to be a boy.
Correct.
Now, have you been in love as a woman or just as a career woman?
As a woman.
Okay. And you fell out of love with them? They weren't what they said they were?
Well, usually it evolves around money or loyalty.
I understand that, dear. That's the career.
I see. So I'm like reverting back, and that's what's causing me to...
Now watch. Watch what I'm going to say. When you were a career woman, you needed a man with less career than you.
Right.
Is your mother a man or a woman in a man's body?
She was a man, but she didn't make that much money at all. But she expected respect from everybody. But she didn't deserve it.
What do you mean she didn't deserve it? She was a woman.
Well, I mean, like,
you think your mother... You're saying your mother was a man, but I don't hear that she was a career man.
No, she wasn't, but she wanted respect. Even though she didn't do anything. She didn't do anything to deserve respect, but she wanted respect.
She was scripted and was tainted.
Right.
You have a brother?
Yes.
What happened to him at your mother's hands?
He became my mama's boy, and then he was raised to be cherished, but then he switched, so now he's more respected.
Did he go to therapy? Did he marry a good woman? How did he change?
He worked on himself, did therapy, and then...
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your brother was a man without a career, and then he changed, worked his way out, and ended up a career man.
Yes.
Does he have a wife?
He has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend. Does she respect him?
Yes. Yes,
or
there's moments.
Or are they two narcissists? What?
No, she respects them, but there's moments when she, I can see her try to belittle him.
But he doesn't allow it because he's become himself.
Right.
Okay. Is your dad alive?
And he passed away.
Okay. Was he a woman or a man?
He gave in to my mom a lot, and my mom was passive aggressive, so he gave in to her a lot.
Okay. So what you're saying is your dad was a wuss, your mother was the boss.
Right.
Your brother was a wuss, but he healed. And
right.
You have been a boss.
Right.
And how well are you doing? Are you using my tools? Are you doing the work?
Yes, I am. And with this last person I've been involved with, I've been passive versus being a career woman. When something comes up that involves loyalty or money, then I can catch myself switching and showing that I'm the better man.
Okay, so you know what's going on.
Right.
What?
And I think that's when I start to lose respect for them because I, like, show my, how I used to be.
Okay. Do you mind losing the men that you've lost?
Well, not the most recent one. No, I don't want to lose him.
No.
He's a man. He's definitely a man. Like, he's the only person who's not put up with me acting that way.
Oh, I see. So you found a man that's evolved enough to be a better man than you are.
Yeah, and there's a lot of chemistry. So that's why we always come back.
Oh, you have chemistry. All right. So how long has he gone from your life and your bed?
Just 3 weeks now.
Okay, so you've got 5 weeks, of which the last 2 weeks are the most miserable. Are you not willing to be a woman with him?
I am, but I catch myself wanting things to be my way versus...
But that's being a man.
Right.
So you don't watch your mouth. Do you know my tools? Androgynous semantic realignment.
Yeah. And I catch what I'm going to say, and then I have to pause and reword what I'm going to say so I don't...
What you're doing is rewiring your broca. That is a scientific venture.
Right.
Are you not patient enough to be able to use the tools until you're compatible?
My patience used to be 5,000 times worse, but it's a lot better now. I've learned to step away and not instinctively say anything right away, but to pause and do a timeout so that I can come back and do it correctly versus...
That's wonderful. Are you doing that or not doing it?
I am, but then every now and then I catch myself.
What you're saying is, do you malignantly stab his soul?
No, I don't do anything that's harmful or mean or cruel or at all.
Okay, what do you do? You said you had great chemistry. Does the chemistry go away?
No, I still have the chemistry.
You don't have the respect. But you know that you're broken.
Right.
But you don't continue practicing the tools.
I guess
your sin,
I get... frustrated because it's frustrating because it's taking a long time. It's like we're in the same spot. We're always in the same spot. Like if things happen, I'll lose my interest temporarily because I'm upset.
You fall out of love. If you fall out of love with him, you can't lubricate, and that's the end of the sex.
But then he comes back right where we left off, and I'm not there. And then we go back to where we left off, but then we don't evolve from there. We're still at that same spot.
So what you're saying is that he is a lay for you. You're with him because he lays you well. And you want to be with the man that financially you respect. You would do with the man without sex faster than a man with, in other words, you're impressed with money, not sex.
But then I'm not always attracted to the people, but I have the respect for them.
Well, I understand that because that's the choice. Do you want to get laid or paid? We all have that choice, you know.
Right. My intention is paid, and he has that potential. He just doesn't have it right now.
Well, if he doesn't have it right now, what is he going to do with you? He's got to have it right now or you're not compatible.
Okay.
So would you please not date men that are not financially appropriate? You want to get paid, not laid.
So there's people that have been in my life that have all those boxes checked and are financially, and I thought there was attraction, but then the chemistry wasn't there.
I understand that, but the money was. Everybody
maybe,
wants one or the other.
Maybe they just didn't have, I don't know. Yeah.
Enough money?
Or ambition or...
Dear.
Yes.
That's a career person. A career person does what they do because they enjoy it and they like it.
Okay.
So what do you like? Is having sex more or less desirable than money?
I think I would.
You want to get laid or paid? There's a question again.
Well, then I think I've been going back and forth on what I want, not being narcissistic.
And that's called narcissism.
Right.
That's called I want a perfect person.
Right.
You know, they don't come in that shape. When men come towards you, do they come towards you for your money or your body?
My body.
Okay. So they know they want to get laid. Harvard did this study, sensual and sexual. But you want more money.
Well, I don't let them know that I have that capability to make a lot of money. I when they meet me,
they're interested in the sex with you.
Right. And I don't let them know about that I have more potential than that until later in the relationship.
What you're doing is you're using them for sex until you get rid of them.
Oh.
So use them until you get rid of them.
But I want to to be in a relationship and settle down and find the right person.
You have to decide between getting laid and getting paid, picking with your eyes or picking with your ears.
Maybe I need a bigger, right? So I need a bigger circle then.
Then get a bigger circle.
Right.
You know, it's when you want both laid and paid, that's narcissism.
Right.
That requires that you have a couple of people, one for your lay and one for your pay.
Right. Which I've had.
Okay. And wasn't that comfortable?
I mean, it was for a point, and then I decided that I wanted one person versus a couple of them.
Okay. So you have a dilemma to resolve. Because what you're doing is narcissistic.
Right.
You want to get laid and paid.
But my goal is to get married, so I need to switch.
No, you don't. Masculine women marry feminine men. Masculine men marry feminine women. Either that, or they pretend they're masculine, or they pretend they're feminine like you do. And then
right.
You have a little run. And then it falls apart.
Well, I thought I was doing fake beta, but I guess I'm doing something different.
Well, I'm just responding to what you're saying.
No,
you're
I appreciate that.
You're conveying that you don't ask them the questions you need to ask them with permission. Remember, I have no problem with you setting boundaries over time, space, money, play.
Okay.
Would you be willing not to have intercourse with the man until you know that your body likes him at least?
Yes.
And then would you take a year to find out if your lifestyle is compatible?
A year of no intercourse, no relationship, just
friendship? No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Your girlfriend, boyfriend, you're engaged. No, you
don't get married for a year.
I don't think you know anybody until you know them a year.
Right.
The best marriages are based on the best friendships. Not
right.
The richest man or the most beautiful woman. Those things often don't hold up for a year.
Right.
In your case, it doesn't. Because you pretend you're a woman when you're not. You're a career woman. But your career is based, like your mother, having a man that has enough money for you to take credit for.
To take credit for him?
No, to take credit for how it's being spent and used. Did your mother run the money show?
My dad did, and so she ended up getting a job so she would have her own money.
Your dad ran the money?
Yeah, he did.
And did your mother work?
Very conservative. She ended up working just so that she could have her own spending money.
Therefore, they both became career people.
Right.
Okay. That's what they did.
Right.
They weren't married. They weren't... What?
Well, and he stayed with her because he had a lot of attraction to her, but I don't think she was attracted to him.
He had chemistry.
Right.
But she didn't. See, that's where you learned to fake your feelings to get control over the man. Because you don't tell them the truth about you.
But then the person I have chemistry for.
What?
But then there is somebody that I have a lot of chemistry for. And I still.
You have somebody?
Yeah, the most recent person, I have a lot of chemistry with them, but I still don't.
You don't respect him because he doesn't have enough money.
Right.
Is that right?
And right. With that, I'm going to have to interrupt because we are out of time. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what you got to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
True that. Everyone, be safe. Take care. We'll be back with you next week. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.